The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Long Island. The San Jose Sharks face off against the New York Islanders, game one of a four-game road trip. And Drew, I am not going to talk about the rest of the road trip because I think that's what the Sharks have to do. They have to focus on one game only. They have a big challenge tonight against the New York Islanders. And we've got some little extra pizzazz to this game because you got the number one pick overall, Matthew Schaefer, on one side. You got Michael Mesa, the number two overall pick from last year's draft, on the other side. You got Macklin Celebrini, who was the number one pick. And then you've got Sam Dickinson and Schaefer, two offensive defensemen. I mean, there's a lot of storylines here.
The guys, they played against each other, too. Schaefer had a really tough year last year, even though he had the year that he had. And then from a personal standpoint and from a professional from a hockey standpoint, it was really trying on the young man. But he is an exceptional, exceptional player. 5 points in the first five games. He has got points in consecutive games. When you talk to him, I met him last year in Toronto, and he's an incredible young man. And the Islanders are very lucky to have him. On the other hand, the San Jose Sharks, when you look at the fact of who you got with Michael Mesa, and Michael Mesa with 134 points in Saginaw was really challenging Schaefer for that 1-2, switch. And the Sharks are fortunate to grab him. A quieter young man than Schaefer, a guy who is trying to find his footing yet. He's only played two games. I think we're going to see him more and more. When you see the situation with Dickinson and then Celebrini as well, you're looking at, for both teams, a future, maybe a glimpse into the future. And I know the Sharks fans are probably tired of hearing about that. We're kind of almost tired of talking about it, but we talk about it because it is exciting, because we look at the talent that we have with the San Jose Sharks, and the Islanders look at the talent they have with Schaefer, and you're thinking, okay, teams are on the right track. Overall, the big storyline, though, is for the San Jose Sharks, you need to get a win. You need to play better. From top to bottom, you need to have everybody with structure, with detail, with tons and tons of compete in their game. They need to be better. They need to win a hockey game.
I think the key thing tonight might be on the power play. Islanders' penalty kill has struggled a little bit. Sharks' power play has been pretty good. And then you got two sets of power plays with some skilled guys. Michael Mesa not looking out of place on that second power play, and in fact probably could have scored a goal last game. Things seem to be going in the right direction against the Pittsburgh Penguins. They just couldn't score in that particular game because Jerry played great. And it was a tough one for Ned because he played really well too. So what about tonight when you've got two Russians going against each other in goal? And I think that Yaroslav Askarov really looks up to both Ilya Sorokin of the Islanders tonight and Igor Shesterkin of the Rangers. This is another big game for this kid.
Well, let's be honest here. Yaroslav hasn't played great to start.
No.
And you look at game one, two bad goals for Ned. Game two, two bad goals for Yaro. I think we've already talked about this. Game three, one bad goal didn't really count because it was Carolina's, and they were majority so much better than the Sharks. And game four, another bad goal by Yaro in the second period, giving the puck away. Can't have those. The goaltenders cannot give the opposition goals. Period. End of discussion. That's it. Your job as a goalie is to stop the puck. Don't overdo what your job is. Don't overcomplicate your job. Keep it as simple as you can. I know they both like going out and playing the puck, but right now you're having a little trouble with it because teams are putting more pressure on you. So make sure you just concentrate on stopping the puck. The other aspect that you look at is, yeah, he does look up for those guys. He is going to be, again, talking about future, supposed to be the number one for the San Jose Sharks. So get a hold of your that number one position and grab it and skate with it. You know, be the number one. And all you've got to do, kid, is just stop the puck. Don't overdo it. And I know Thomas Spear's been working with him, and they work incredibly hard together, and that's what they're supposed to do. But when you look at Yaroslav Askarov tonight, again, talking from top to bottom to get a win, he needs to give a big performance.
But I think that the fact that he's going against somebody he looks up to is kind of a little push. And I think the same thing is true, in a sense, for Sam Dickinson, in that he's playing against this kid Schaefer, and he's played against him before, and they've had a long history, I'm sure. Although, you know, again, Schaefer got hurt a lot last year and had all the things that happened to him. But it's another push for him to elevate his game, and I think that's what makes this game fascinating, because you've got that. You've got Misa number one, two versus Schaefer number one, and you've got Macklin Celebrini number one from just a year ago against the number one kid this year. On this trip, you know, there's more of that. You got a chance to see Zeev Bouyim last night when you went to Madison Square Garden to see the Rangers. You've got Bouyim. You've got Zane Parekh from the Calgary Flames. You've got Sam Dickinson. And Silaev, who's coming. That's an incredible group of defensemen. How about that push when you see those other guys have some success and that kind of edges or urges you on to be better?
Whatever you got to do to find your edge. Whatever you got to do to find your why. Why am I here? Why do I need to elevate my game? Why do I need to push hard and sacrifice for my team? Find your why. If it's going up against Schaefer tonight for Sam and for Michael, then so be it. Find your why and get it done. There's no other way to look at it. Whatever you need to do to get yourself there, get yourself there.
Today's Randy Hahn's birthday.
Yes, it is.
And I would like to say happy birthday to Randy on the Sharks Morning Skate Show. Any kind of pranks that might occur on his birthday will not be discussed here. Is that what we're saying?
No. I mean, once you get to a certain elder statesman position that we are all fast approaching.
All of us are.
Every single one of us. I think we just shake his hand, say way to go. We'll go out for dinner with him tomorrow night in Manhattan and enjoy the night. But, it's his birthday tonight. And it's...
Another reason to push for a win.
No kidding. Yeah, give Randy a win, for crying out loud. He's done enough for this organization.
Absolutely. All right, so there's the talking points for the game. I think one of the other talking points is, how are the Sharks going to handle the four centers for the Islanders? Because I'm looking at them. Bo Horvat, he's got four goals in the last two games. The hat trick one. Matthew Barzal seems to be getting his game going. He had injury problems last year. They said that maybe he's never going to be skate as dynamically as he did before.
Yeah, it's a big part of his game.
But is that true or not? We'll find out tonight. Casey Cizikas, I mean, he's a killer on the penalty kill. And then you've got John Gabriel Pageau, who's, I think, this guy is one of the more underrated centers, because he wins draws, he does a little bit of everything, kind of a Swiss Army knife kind of a guy. So if you're the Sharks and you're Misa and you're, you know, obviously Celebrini, you know, the guys that are in the middle, how do you handle these guys?
Skate. You've got to be moving your feet. You always have to be moving your feet. You have to get above the puck. One of my keys tonight is... forecheck structure and pressure. One leads to the other. There's last game, the 2-0 goal. It's a forecheck structure that breaks down. They're trying to put pressure on. Gaudette falls. I think it was Skinner jumps in, and that leads to the play out. And then pressure at the line, a mischeck by Macklin, and boom, the goal goes in. So you have to have structure in your game. You have to have that detail. You have to make sure you're there. So you have to make sure you pressure them as much as possible. The other guy to look at, and it was an interesting stat that came up last night on the MSG broadcast of the game between the Rangers and the Wild, is third in the league is Anders Lee for screening goaltenders.
Oh, he's great.
Fantastic. And
this guy's from Edina, Minnesota, but he's no cake eater.
No, he is no cake eater, Brett Hedekin, that's for sure. When you look at the fact that Anders Lee is the type of player he is, that's the other aspect of this game they're going to have to be a very good tonight, is make sure in front of both nets they got to get eyes, they got to take away the eyes of the Islanders goalie, and they got to make sure they protect Yaroslav.
Well, you add in Paul Mary, who gets in there, and you add in Anthony Duclair, who's always dangerous, and you add in Jonathan Drouin, who's really, really skilled. These guys up front are really tough to deal with. On the back line, of course, you know, we're talking a lot about Schaefer, but don't forget about Tony D'Angelo on the power play. He's very, very crafty with the puck. And then you got the old-timers like Pellick and Pullock and Mayfield back there that make things a little bit easier for their goaltender, Sorokin. I think this is going to be a great game. We're going to be on the air at 3:30. I've got Alex Stalock on the air.
Alex, that's great.
First broadcast, he'll be on with the whole trip. Join us for the drive home. Tune in on the Sharks Audio Network, all the usual ways. And until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.